This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Orthostatic Hypotension in Parkinson's Disease, New Clinical Practice Guidelines. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi P. MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Moderate evidence. Orthostatic hypotension affects up to 70% of patients with Parkinson's disease, yet remains underdiagnosed and undertreated in clinical practice. New clinical practice guidance published in the Canadian Medical Association Journal provides evidence-based recommendations for managing this common but serious complication. Key takeaways: orthostatic hypotension occurs in 40 to 70% of Parkinson's patients, increasing fall risk by threefold. Blood pressure should be measured supine and standing in all Parkinson's patients at each visit. Non-pharmacological interventions remain first-line treatment before considering medications. 70% of Parkinson's patients develop orthostatic hypotension. According to CMAJ clinical guidance, orthostatic hypotension prevalence in neurological conditions, percentage of patients affected by condition, Parkinson's disease 70, multiple system atrophy 85%, diabetic neuropathy 45%, pure autonomic failure 95%. Source: CMAJ Clinical Practice Guidelines 2024. Georgian Medical Journal News. Understanding the clinical impact orthostatic hypotension in Parkinson's disease results from autonomic nervous system dysfunction, a core non-motor feature of the condition. The CMAJ guidance emphasizes that this complication significantly increases fall risk and reduces quality of life. The condition is defined as a sustained drop in systolic blood pressure of at least 20 mmHg per gram or diastolic blood pressure of 10 mmHg per gram within 3 minutes of standing. For patients with clinical conditions like Parkinson's disease, even smaller drops can be clinically significant. Diagnostic approach and monitoring. The guidelines recommend systematic blood pressure measurement in both supine and standing positions for all Parkinson's patients. According to the CDC's blood pressure monitoring standards, patients should lie flat for at least 5 minutes before initial measurement. Clinicians should also assess for symptoms including dizziness, lightheadedness, fatigue, and cognitive impairment that may indicate orthostatic hypotension. The guidance notes that up to 30% of patients may be asymptomatic, making routine screening essential for patient safety. Treatment strategies and management. Non-pharmacological interventions form the cornerstone of management according to the CMAJ recommendations. These include increasing fluid and salt intake, wearing compression stockings, and implementing postural maneuvers such as leg crossing and muscle tensing. When pharmacological intervention becomes necessary, the guidelines suggest considering medications like fludrocortisone or midodrine. However, treatment must be carefully balanced against the risk of supine hypertension, which affects up to 50% of patients with orthostatic hypotension. The National Institutes of Health emphasizes the importance of individualized treatment approaches. Orthostatic hypotension increases fall risk by threefold in Parkinson's patients and significantly impacts daily functioning and quality of life. CMAJ Clinical Practice Guidelines, Canadian Medical Association Journal, 2024. What this means for patients: regular blood pressure monitoring and lifestyle modifications can significantly reduce symptoms and fall risk. For clinicians, systematic screening and evidence-based management protocols improve patient outcomes and safety. For policymakers, healthcare systems should ensure adequate resources for comprehensive Parkinson's care, including autonomic assessment. Frequently asked questions: how is orthostatic hypotension diagnosed in Parkinson's patients? Diagnosis requires measuring blood pressure after lying flat for 5 minutes, then again after standing for 1 to 3 minutes. A drop of 20-10 mmHg or more indicates orthostatic hypotension. Can medications for Parkinson's disease cause orthostatic hypotension? Yes. Both dopamine medications and certain Parkinson's treatments can worsen orthostatic hypotension. Medication adjustments may be necessary under medical supervision. What lifestyle changes can help manage orthostatic hypotension? Key strategies include increasing fluid intake, adding salt to diet, wearing compression stockings, rising slowly from sitting or lying positions, and performing counter-pressure maneuvers. These clinical guidelines represent an important step forward in addressing a commonly overlooked complication of Parkinson's disease. Implementation of systematic screening and evidence-based management strategies has the potential to significantly improve patient outcomes and reduce healthcare costs associated with falls and related injuries. Source: l'hypotension orthostatique chez les personnes atteintes de la maladie de Parkinson.